Welcome, Karibu, bienvenue, bem-vindo, to a sound safari to a few of the spectacular places that we are working to protect in Africa. I invite you to sit back, put your feet on the floor, close your eyes and take a deep breath. We start our journey on Lake Tanganyika in western Tanzania. An inland ocean of crystal clear waters of the richest blue, filled with brightly colored fish, crabs, snails, and the occasional beautifully striped water cobra, found nowhere else on Earth. An ancient lake, older and deeper than any other in Africa. The Mahale Mountains rise sharply not far from shore, blanketed in lush green forests. Chimpanzees lounge in the canopy above, while butterflies in blue, green, and orange flutter around the dark forest floor. Now we move to Tanzania's northern grasslands, where long trains of elephants wade across the Tarangire River, while cheetah lie panting in the heat. Hundreds of species of birds in all shapes and colors decorate trees. Lilac rollers, winged rainbows come to life, dart among spiky branches. When the rain turns the suntanned grasslands green, wildebeest and zebra march in massive herds along ancient routes to the places they carve and nurse their young, weaving through lands shared with pastoralists since time immemorial. Now we go to the Western Indian Ocean, Tanzania, the coast of Kenya, and of course the Seychelles. This ocean wears many colors: sapphire, turquoise, emerald, amethyst, pink, and gold. And yet, the world below the surface is even more stunning. Starfish, giant sea turtles, dugongs, whale sharks wearing their constellations, clouds of shining fish, and a spectacular octopus. Aliens from another world, right here, just beyond us. A whole planet that beckons us. Next, we move inland, over dense forests and Kenya's mighty Tana River, flanked by farms and trees laden with fruit and avocados like jewelry. On to Kenya's northern rangelands, a vast sea of grass at the feet of mighty Mount Kenya, where nodding giraffes graze thorny acacia trees, and the feet of dancing pastoralists thump the ground into clouds of dust. Herders in scarlet cloth and colorful beads, who graze their cattle on the same lands where oryx graze and lion prowl. Now we move to Zambia. Kafue National Park, where a sea of sun gold spreads out under a setting pink sun. A dreamlike landscape dotted with antelopes, puku, kudu, and a regal black sable. The wide Kafue River whispers and curves unhurried through the savannah, hiding wild secrets below the surface. Pods of hippos rise, ears first, grunting. Carmine bee-eaters bring a riot of color to bare riverbanks, and busy weavers flutter at their nests. Dusk deepens and wild dogs stir. restless for the hunt. And airy Miombo woodlands echo with the whoops of hyena. Peace and wildness flow outward from the river, mile after mile, from horizon to horizon. At the southernmost tip of Africa lies the Cape Floristic region, a place of extraordinary biodiversity. From seaside to mountaintop, expanses of small, tough plants of fantastical shapes and brilliant hues. Curved-beaked malachite sunbirds wobble atop giant protea blossoms like pink stars. From the iconic flat-topped Table Mountain, small rivers wind through the mountain crags. And only just beyond are the cold waters of the Benguela Current, flowing north from the Cape of Good Hope to Angola. Underwater forests thrive here, rippling towers of kelp. Cape fur seals and endangered African penguins live nowhere else on Earth. We move up the coast from South Africa to Namibia. A country of vast open spaces of near silence. Cheetahs trace prints atop soaring dunes. Black rhino, the largest free-ranging herd remaining on Earth, make their way across the red desert moonscape of the Kunene region. Moving north, we come to the Kalahari region, into the Okavango. Floodwaters from Angola spill across the sands of the Kalahari, and the earth is transformed. A vast, lush oasis comes alive. Great herds of wildlife make their way to the Okavango Delta, the jewel of the Kalahari, by the millions. Proud groups of elephants march through head-high water, trunks raised. Giraffes bow to precious water as religious pilgrims. Red lechwes speed across the water, carving glittering sprays in the sunshine. Pure white water lilies spread across the water as stars in a night sky. Fishers in dugout boats weave through mazes of rustling papyrus grass. One of Earth's great poems unfolds. We move north to Gabon. A wild tapestry of rivers, flooded forests and savannas. A doorway to the Congo, pulsing with life. The mighty Ogwe River moves through tall cliffs of dense green jungle. In the wild maze of trees, forest elephants and gorillas move in secret. Grey parrots blend into the shadows. And at last, the river reaches the sea, where hippos and elephants play in the surf of the ocean. We have come to the end. I hope you loved this journey. Take another deep breath and slowly open your eyes.